several great activities await in October at Antelope Island. We're looking ahead to the upcoming Bison Roundup next on Western Life Radio. Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
Hey, let's hit the lake. Put on your life jackets and let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I won't drown and I don't have to wear my life jacket? When will I be invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my life jacket too. Anyone can drown, no matter how old they are.
Accidents do happen. Protect yourself and set an example. Wear the proper safety gear when you're on the water. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Make plans to attend the upcoming Bison Roundup. Eugene Swalberg with Utah State Parks and Recreation checks out the upcoming events.
Antelope Island on every weekend has some activities. We talked about the Haunted Ranch, and we haven't even talked about the coup de grace or the big one. We're having the annual Bison Roundup. We're making some preparations to getting folks out there. They're trying to do their best at hosting the public during the viewing. We've talked about this, but there's the actual Bison Roundup. But the next week, we've kind of talked about it. They're having the working of the bison, and then there's the bison auction. So for those folks that like to have a little bit of that early Americana, bison just bring out maybe the best in this. And it's like, now that's a majestic, huge animal. They're right here in our backyard. And they're rounded up, they're vaccinated, they're tested, and some of them are auctioned off. So this is that chance to maybe a little more up close and personal look at the bison. And once they're vaccinated, they're put back out there and scattered about. But it is kind of fun. It's just memorable each year to go out there and to watch those big, majestic animals. I don't know how great of pets they are, but like you say, between a couple of buns, oh, absolutely fantastic. Well, I think two main reasons is, one, they need to keep the herd to a size suited to the island. And so they will trim down that to the size of the herd. That's one reason. And then they need to know what's happening with those animals. And so they'll want to make sure that if they're vaccinated, they have a chip in their ears.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.